कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो यू आर वेलकम फॉर कंटिन्यूटी इन ऑलमोस्ट रीचिंग टू द completion of this unit 3 Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we have an overview of the chapter. This much we have done last time: Bhishma, the reception of Krishna and entourage. Bhishma appreciated Pandavas and Krishna. Bhishma's instruction on Varna Ashram Dharma. This which we have to cover today. Bhishma focuses consciousness on Krishna. And Bhishma's pathway and Yudhishthira begins ruling the earth. So we have done these verses. These are the verses describing the lamentation of Yudhishthira Maharaj. At one stage, Prabhupada described Yudhishthira Maharaj or Arjun, or Bhishmadev, or Kunti, they are not ordinary conditioned souls. They are all liberated souls. They are all associates of Supreme Lord. Their intelligence cannot be bewildered. So as Sri Krishna bewildered Arjun before the war of Kurukshetra, he bewildered the intelligence of Arjuna because he wanted to give Bhagavad Gita for the good of the whole generation to come. Similarly, he has bewildered the intelligence of Yudhishthira Maharaj after the war to accomplish his desire, means Krishna's desire, that Bhishmadev should be glorified as the one who knows the dharma even more than Vyasadev and me. So one purpose of bewildering the intelligence of Yudhishthira by Sri Krishna was to glorify his another pure devotee Bhishmadev. Let the world know he is the greatest Mahajan. And second reason Krishna bewildered the intelligence of Yudhishthira not to understand the instruction of Vyasa Dhaumya, even Krishna himself, was Bhishma before departure must have darshan of Sri Krishna, because it was the desire of Bhishmadev. So he wanted to be present before Bhisham depart from this world. Now for him to go there must be some reason. So he created the reason by bewildering the intelligence of the Yudhishthira. The third reason was Krishna wanted Bhishmadev to depart satisfied peacefully after seeing Maharaj Yudhishthira as the emperor of Hastinapur and Pandavas ruling the kingdom. That will provide a peaceful departure for Bhishmadev. So taking Pandavas was there with this intention that Bhishma should feel satisfied before he departed, because it was his promise to his father that he will protect the throne of Hastinapur as long as there is no powerful ruler to protect himself. So it was his promise to his father Santanu. He will protect the throne of Hastinapur as long as there is no powerful king in the dynasty. So unfortunately there was no single powerful king. Pandu was there for some time. Then when Pandu retired untimely, then Bhisham has to protect the kingdom under Dhritarashtra. So there was nothing solid structure and strategy for the ruler. Kingdom was without rule of a monarch. So these are the reasons Dhritarashtra's intelligence was bewildered by Krishna as a super soul from within, and this activity of the Krishna is called, he is what type of karma? The word adbhut karmana. He is adbhut karmana. His activities are divya karmana. The another meaning of adbhut is divya karmana. And that divya is the same word which is in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divya. This is his divya karma. So now his sankalp shakti has arranged all the setup in Pandavas with a royal procession on the chariots with the horse decorated with the golden ornaments to show the greatness of Maharaj Yudhishthira as Kuber, and Krishna was following the chariot of Yudhishthira Maharaj as younger brother. They started from Hastinapur, they passed through Indraprastha, their old kingdom. Hastinapur is 50 kilometers almost from Delhi. After Meerut, and then they reached to Kurukshetra, the place where Bhisham Pitama was lying on the bed of arrows. The two things happened simultaneously. This news spread up till at least Tapalok, Janalok, Meherlok, that Bhisham Pitama is going to leave the body. Krishna along with Pandavas, they are present and giving, as Krishna is present at that time, and Bhisham is going to speak on dharma. He is going to give a discourse on dharma. So all the well-learned Raj Rishis, Brahm Rishis, Brahaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Narad, Vyas, Vasishtha, the spiritual master of Sri Ramachandra, they are incarnation. Narad is incarnation, Vyas is incarnation, Parashuram is incarnation. These are all great souls. They were knowing all the science, they were knowing all spiritual science and dharma. But they all came. The purpose of Krishna was that what Bhisham Dev is speaking, they all should accept as the authority. Because they are all authority on their own. And they were present there, it means they approved everything. And they very, very, very attentively, Anu means very carefully they heard each word which Bhisham spoke. So when they all arrived, Pandavas paid their obeisance to Bhisham there. Krishna followed Pandavas and he paid his obeisance to Bhisham there, acting as a younger brother of Yudhishthira Maharaj, just to keep the etiquette. And Bhisham Dev received all the great souls according to time and place. It means he could not move his hand, he could not, only with his gesture of the eyes and with his sweet words he said, "You are all welcome. Thank you very much for coming at this hour when I am about to leave my body, and it is your blessing to me. Please." And there was no seat, there was no arrangement, it was just battlefield. But still, everybody was satisfied by Bhisham Dev's learned words and gestures and feeling by which he received all the gifts. That much we have covered last time. Okay? So, we have discussed this topic also. This time we can have a few words on this last part. Explain this statement, this body which is ultimately meant for others. As long as body is functioning, as long as body is occupied the living soul, body belongs to the Krishna. Ultimately meant for others. Instead of for others, it should be meant for serving Krishna. That we will get the glimpse from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami has a body infected with skin eruptions and he wanted to finish his body under the Rath Yatra chariot. And Mahaprabhu understood him. He said, "This body does not belong to you. It belongs to me. You have no right to destroy it. I have many wonderful activities to be performed through this body." So for the devotee, body is property of Krishna. It has to be used for the service of Krishna as long as it is working. It has to be spiritualized. But Maharaj Yudhishthira Prabhupada, some lectures are on this in a course. So this body ultimately belongs to one who has given the body. It belongs to mother, father, so it is also necessary to serve them. It belongs to a spiritual master. Ultimately, when we take initiation, it should be served to follow his instruction. And ultimately, it belongs to Krishna. When soul leaves the body, then whatever happens with the body, we are least concerned. But as long as body is alive, it has to be used properly in the service of Krishna instead of using for so many other different identities which have a claim on this body. this we have done these verses. This is the other sages present, Sukhdev Goswami, Kashyap, the Angiras means Braspati. Angiras is Braspati. Kashyap, the father of Vamandev. Covered this verse according to the religious principle, time and place. Then 10th verse is, Lord Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he manifested his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev, and since Bhishma Dev knew of his glories, he worshipped him duly. Which we will see soon when Bhisham is going to speak about the glories of Sri Krishna. Time, place. This we discussed last time, proper. This section read this verse.
Pandu Putran Kopasi Nam Parasya Prema Sangatam Abhyasista Anubhagasrei Adhibhutena Chakshusa
Andhibhutena Chakshusa. Because seeing Pandu was there, Bhisham understood why Krishna has brought them here. It means he has to pacify Maharaj Yudhishthira. He understood why this Krishna has arranged all this. So Krishna as a Paramatma has directed him, it should be understood like that. Therefore, by seeing Pandu Putram Upasinam, when they were sitting around him, when he saw them, Prasarya Prema Sangatam, then his Vatsalya Bhav, his paternal Pitamah Bhav for these grandchildren, it was just swelling out. And a person who is about to depart, and when he sees his grandchildren, then his all the childhood pastime is coming into his mind, and the result is Andhi Bhutena Chakshusa. The tears were flowing from his eyes and he could not see. But when there are many tears in the eyes, then he could not see. So this is the Bhisham Dev's love for the Pandavas. Though he fought against them, but he loved them. He always wanted Yudhishthira to be the emperor. So his desire was fulfilled. So he was jubilant and these tears were there. Prema Sangatam Abhya Chasta Anu Raga Shraira. Though he was on the deathbed, on a bed of the arrows, on the shari, shari means on the arrows, but still, because of his bhav, he was crying, tears were flowing from his eyes. The son of Maharaj Pandu was sitting silently nearby. Why they were silent? They were feeling, this state of Bhisham Pitama is because of us. We have put him in this miserable situation. So they were not able to speak. And Arjuna was feeling, this my grandfather and I have actually wounded him and he is lying here. So they were keeping silent. Overcharging with affection for their dying grandfather. Why they were not? This is the outwardly, they think now he is going to leave body. But they were feeling, we have put him in this situation. Seeing this, when Bhisham thought that they are actually grieving, they are feeling something they have done wrong to me. Bhisham congratulated them with feeling, and tears rested in his eyes, for he was overwhelmed with love for affection. So he has to speak something that prove that this my state which you are seeing me on the bed of arrows is not by you. It's not your, you are not responsible for this. This is one reason that this my state is not because of you. But to say this, he wanted to start from somewhere which they can relate. So he started how much you have suffered, which you were never fit to suffer. So this is the next verse. This is also a good verse. What terrible suffering and what terrible injustice you good souls suffer for being the son of religion personified. Dharmaraj, you are Dharmaraj. Let's see the verse. Aho kashtam, this is very important verse.
Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yad yuryam dharma nandana, jivetum narata kalishtam, vipra dharma ajustash.
So, how the circumstances have changed that the injustice was done to you and you suffered so much. Who created those circumstances? This could not be your karma. This could not be your karma. This is the first reason. What you suffered is not because of your karma. It is not because of prarabdha. Because devotees have no influence of time. This is Kapil Dev says in Bhagavatam 3rd canto, devotees are free from influence of time. So, after all, how all these circumstances, who created these circumstances? Why all these things are, you are not fit for all these things? Because three factors were protecting you. You are yourself son of Dharmaraj. Number two, you are protected by Brahmans, Vipra. And number three, and you have taken shelter of Achyuta, Krishna. He is your advisor. So when these three things are in your favor, how can all these things happen to you? You can see the purpose written. Yudhishthira was disturbed due to the great massacre in Bengal. Bhishandev could understand this, and therefore he spoke first of terrible suffering of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Battle was fought for. Therefore, the battle of Kurukshetra was fought just to counteract the injustice. Okay? So what was the intention of speaking this verse, Bhishamdev? Thus Bhishamdev, can you see? Encourage Maharaj Yudhishthira to dissipate his despondency. Okay? Next. Now from where he is starting the suffering of Pandavas? From the Kunti being a widow at early age. Now she has to take care of you children. And there was so much politics in a palace. And you suffered a lot because you have no protection. And you have small children to fight, take care. When they grew up, and there were so many other problems. So throughout you have suffered. Read this verse, as far as?
As far as my daughter-in-law Kashi is concerned, upon the day General Pandu's death, she became a widow with many children, and therefore she suffered greatly. And when you grew, when you were grown up, she suffered a great deal also because of your actions.
What were their actions so they suffered? In the gambling, okay. Samhate achyate pandu prasabalabhya. Suffering of Kunti, we are doubly lamenting. Okay, next verse. Who is this responsible for this suffering? The Vishamdev's opinion is, Sarvam kal kirtam manye bhavatam chayada arpita. Apriyam. Yad apriyam. Whatever happens unpleasant to you, it is because of kal kirtam. Sapalo yad vase loko vayur ev ghanavali. Then he is giving it an example. Like so many clouds are there sometimes, and then mighty air disperses them, and there's nothing in the sky. So as the air disperses the clouds, similarly kal, the time, it just destroys everything. And whatever is happening, it is under the influence of kal. In the Prabhupada you see, say almost 7 lines, Yudhishthira should not think that he had committed sin in his previous birth, means karma, and is suffering the consequences. He should not think like this. But a pious man is faithful to the Lord, for he is guided by the bona fide Brahmans, Vaishnava, following the religious principles. And then generally Prabhupada is saying these three principles should be the aim of our life. Then Vishamdev is citing dharma yatra dharma suto raja gada pani vrko dharma krishna vastri gandivam chapam suhet krishna tato vipa. When the pious Dharmaraj himself came as, you are Dharma Sutta. So piety is there, you are pious. So one is pious action. Second, you have bodily strength of Bhima, which is uncomparable. And then three, you have Arjun, who is mighty in his skill of bowmanship. On the top of that, you have Sri Krishna as your well-wisher. Still there were vipati. Still there were? So many difficulties you suffered. So how can a person having all favorable things suffer difficulties? So this was Vishnu's mood. Protected by God and religion. This is so this is the last part of the purport. Can somebody read this? As long as?
As long as a person is fully in cooperation with the virtuous professions of the Lord, very clever, qualified Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and strictly following the religious principles, one has no cause for dependency, however, trying to accept themselves.
So you have so many, it's so difficult circumstances, you are tried, but you always follow the religious principles, you are protected by Krishna and Brahmins. This is just the verse we are reading. So in this verse, these three are in paraphrase, Prabhupada name. Purport. Can you see purport? And yet there were so many reverses on the side of the Pandavas. Despite the power of pious act, means Dharmaraj, power of personality, Bhima, power of expert management, and the power of Vimpan under direct supervision of Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kal, inevitable time, and Kal is identical with Lord Himself. And therefore, the influence of the Kal indicates inexplicable wish of the Lord Himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human beings. Now, up till this, Bhisham Pitamaha said that it is the time which is responsible for all your sufferings. But now Bhisham is turning a little bit. He's saying, na asya. When he's saying na asya, then he's pointing his finger to the Krishna. He's saying, na asya karhachit rajan kumana veda vijistam. Nobody knows his plan. He's pointing his finger to Krishna and saying nobody knows his plan. He may be very learned, kavya, vayanti kavya. Even the great personalities are bewildered by his plan. Nobody knows his plan. In other words, he wanted to say that it is his plan. So the translation is, this is left. This way down. No, O King, no one can know the plan of this life. He pointed like this. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. You make inquiry, ultimately, and the question is asked by, says Yudhishthira Maharaj says, well, as a Paramatma is not available to us, but he is right now in front of us, why not to ask him why he has done this? He said, even you ask him, first he will say, you know everything. Otherwise he says, I don't know. And he says, something is little bewilder us more. We can never understand what is his plan. Anybody understand his plan? After all, somebody must be in the knowing him. Something like that. So, in the purpose there is something important. Bivalu Maharaj Yudhishthira over his past sinful acts and the result of suffering, etc., is completely negated by the great authority Bhishma. It was not his karma, number one. Even the Lord Brahma Shiva, they cannot understand the plan of Lord. They can only know as much as Lord wants them to know. The best folly is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. Even the great fighter like Bhishma could not win the battle of Kurukshetra because Lord wanted to show that vice cannot conquer virtue, regardless of who tries to execute it. Bhishmadeva was a great devotee of Lord, but he chose to fight against Pandavas by the will of the Lord. by the will of the Lord. Because Lord wanted to show that a fighter like Bhishma cannot win on the wrong side. It is like Lord Vishnu and Vaikuntha is having little sort of itching in the muscles. They want to have a little wrestling. Who will fight with Vishnu? Nobody. Then he has to arrange his own devotees to take a role of a demon, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu. Then he should fight. So similarly, he sent his own devotees, like Vishnudev also, in same warfare, because he wanted to please them, and he want to be pleased in that special mellow called Veera Rasa. So this is Krishna. So even Vishnu was fighting with Krishna. If it would have been because of enmity, then Krishna, why did Krishna come to the person who was fighting against him to give him darshan when he was dying? And number two, why should Bhishma glorify the person which he was shooting arrow on? So this is Leela, as a Leela of the Krishna with his devotees, which is not very easy to understand. It is to bewilder the non-devotees. It has double purpose, for the pleasure of the devotees and for bewilderment of the non-devotees. This all is for that purpose.
Can you speak a bit about why you are taking the name of Abhimanyu or
To show the world that I am impartial. I am impartial. I am not on the Pandava side or Kaurava side. That's what Kunti is saying. If you would have been partial to us, then why our children would have been killed? Abhimanyu is your nephew also. Subhadra's son is sister's son. In Mahabharata there is a story that Abhimanyu was called by Krishna when they were lamenting, and Abhimanyu appeared, and he said he came from sun planet. And he said, this was the only time I have to be on this planet as my service. Now I have gone back to my office that I was doing my function earlier. So they all come for some time to do their act which is needed for some time. So after all, why should they be here in this material world? What do you think? If a person is in a jail, if he is released, instead of 10 years, he goes in 5 years, is it wrong or right? What do you think? But we are so crazy fellows, we want people to keep in the prison more and we are happy. No? Okay? Next.
How do we understand that there is one place, the time is considered to be the great factor here, and some other places, like it is because of the karma, like the past action. Some other place you mentioned, like Kapila, he is saying time is not, devotee is not affected by the time. So with so many concepts and so many things, how do we
interrelate? We'll never interrelate, that is the only problem. That's what Bhishma is saying. Even those who are trying to understand, they are bewildered. Therefore, the safe course is, see, the best policy is, this is for you, the best policy is to simply to abide by the order of the Lord without argument. That's what he's saying directly. That is not possible really. If you use argument, you will never understand it. Next verse. Now he is advising. Tasmad means now he is giving advice. Tasmad idam daiva tantram vyavasya bhatra rishab tasyanvihito anatha natha pahi praja prabhu. Now he is giving direct order. As a grandfather, but he is not giving order as a grandson, but he's giving advice as a advisor to the king. So he's addressing Yudhishthira Maharaj as Nath, because he's king. Nath, the praja is anath. Right now, the citizens under your care have no ruler. So my dear lord, Yudhishthira, take care of the citizens who needs protection. Pahi, protect them. Tasya anuhito means under his direction, under Krishna's direction, because this was Krishna's plan. He has created this situation. Tasya means Krishna's. Tasmad idam daiva tantram. It is the divine arrangement. Therefore, it is divine arrangement. Vyavasya. What is the meaning of Vyavasya? Ascertaining. See, great among the Bhagavasin, tasya anuhito. Follow his. Must follow it. Plan of Lord, simply follow it. So under his direction. And now Prabhupada has this one analogy in the beginning. Very important analogy. Ladies know this is a good analogy. Do you try this analogy? Read this analogy. That the housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So Krishna is teaching to the world by putting his own devotee in this situation. Krishna is teaching the world by devotee. Like, she chastised the daughter, actually the purpose is to train the daughter-in-law. You have tried some this analogy? Doing it sometimes? Huh? You don't have daughter-in-law, where you will try?
Huh?
Somebody is trying on you. Well, that's interesting. In other words, when you have to train the new people, you have to talk to the devotee. You use this tactic on devotees to train the non-devotees. So some devotee is eating with the two hands. Now some other person who is new is eating with two hands. You talk to your devotee. You have to only eat with right hand. You don't, left hand is not to be touched. So he will understand. So you cannot say to the other person, but you can tell to your devotee. So this technique, even not doctrinal library in your preaching, you can use this. So by telling to your own devotee, you can train the people who don't know this. Otherwise, they will feel offended. Is it okay? So next line in the purport is, whenever therefore a show is made to teach the devotee, as in the case of teaching of Bhagavad Gita, it is for the teaching of less intelligent men. The devotee's duty therefore is to ungrudgingly accept tribulation from the Lord as benediction. What do you think? Is it okay? Now most of the things are clear. Why the tribulations are coming? Why the Pandavas suffer? Right. Then his Bhishmadev is now opening the secret. Purport wrong side. This is already the verse finished. Tasmadidam Devanetram, we have finished this verse. Purport we have seen. Okay. This is what we just discussed. Now Bhishmadev is making the secret known to everybody. who is Kala? Asha, this Krishna, Asha. He is sitting near to the feet of the Bhisham Dev. Yudhishthira Maharaj was near his shoulder. So he's saying, Esha Vai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Kumar. He is Adi Narayana. He is Sakshat Krishna. He, Krishna, is the source of Adi Narayana. Mohayam Mayaya Lokam Guha Charati Vrishni. Secretly he is acting as a Vrishni Vamsi, not to be known by the people, but he is Adi, he is the source of Narayana. It is his plan. Okay? So this is the... This Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayana, the supreme enjoyer. But he is moving amongst the descendant of the king Vrishni, just like one of us. And he is bewildering us with his self-created energy. So in this verse there is something. Can you go to the 6th line after Bhagavad Gita 4:2? And the perfect system of learning is to receive it from authority. Okay? Today, so go down. For example, modern spacecraft fly in the sky. And when the scientists say that they travel to the other side of the moon, men believe them. These stories, blindly. Because they have accepted modern scientists as authorities. But in case of Vedic truth, they have been taught not to believe. This means that misguided men can believe only authority, the scientist, but will reject authority of the Vedas. The result is that people have degenerated. Once in Bangalore, at Sri Ravi Shankar's ashram, there was some AIDS control conference for AIDS. And some WHO, and they came, they invited the saintly people, the sadhu. So Bhakti Prashadam Maharaj asked me, I should go there. We went there and some minister came. And then minister said, see, people are accepting you sadhus. Please you advise people wherever you go in preaching that they should really become, they abstain from all this. Next to me was sitting one other sadhu. I said, tell him that people listen to us, but you don't listen to us. That is a problem. People are listening to us, but you are not listening. This is the problem. This is a real problem. So here, the people are listening. Scientists are not listening to us, but the problem is that all are different in problem. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted early this BI to be established, Bhaktivedanta Institute, to preach to the scientists. If one scientist, Prabhupada's mood was, one PhD is better than a sannyasi. For purpose of preaching, PhD has more influence than a sannyasi. So he wanted his disciples to continue their studies. And then preach on the authority, scientists to prove the existence of God. This Prabhupada's mood. Prabhupada wanted that the preaching should be done to the highest class and to the masses by bullock cart preaching. And by the way, neither we have influence the higher class nor the general class. We are in the middle. Prabhupada has these two approaches. Wherever he was always meeting the great person of that area. Some professor, some scientist, some political man, some religious leader. And he was preaching even to the common people in the street, hippies. those who were in abundance. But these two extremes Prabhupada wanted, because one is the leader and the one is the manpower. We are in between now. We are not working on both angles effectively, actually. So next page, Bhishamdev is one of 12 Mahajans. Can you see the last paragraph of the purport? The bewilderment regarding Sri Krishna is due to action of his twofold internal and external energy upon the third one. Who is the third one?
Marjana.
Okay. This living entity, okay, next. Sometimes the external energy, by internal energetic bewilderment, Sri Krishna expands himself into unlimited number of Narayan and exchanges or accepts transcendental loving service from the living entities in the transcendental world. And by the external energy expansion, he incarnates himself in the material world among the men and animals and demigods to re-establish the forgotten relation with the living entities and different species of life. Great authority like Bhishma, however, escaped his bewilderment by mercy of the Lord. Okay. Now he is glorifying Krishna. So what is here? This is what scientists will just... Now, 19. Speaking of 19, no 20, let's go to 19.
Asyanubhavam Bhagavan Veda Goyatmam Shiva Devarishir Narva Sakshat Bhagavan Kapilo Nirpaha.
So now Vishnudev is saying, whatever Krishna wants them, these three persons know something. Who? Shiva, Narada and Kapila. They know only something, whatever Krishna wants them to know. Some bhava. Prabhupada says bhava. All are bhava. Pure devotees of the Lord are all bhavas. And then Vishnu Chakravarti, one of the great acharyas in the modern age, explained, anubhava, or the glory of Krishna, is first appreciated by the devotee, next symptom of perspiring. So these devotees who have this anubhav, ashtasattvic bhav, so what are these anubhav? These, can you see the anubhavs? Yashoda binding Krishna, Arjuna driving the chariot of, Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna. These glories of Lord are exhibited in his being subordinated before his devotees. And there is another feature of the glories of Lord. Sukhdev and Goswamis. Sukhdev, Goswami and Kumaras, although situated in transcendental position, become converted by another feature of bhava. They turn into pure devotees by Lord. So now Prabhupada explains that tribulation imposed upon the devotee by Lord constitutes another exchange of the transcendental bhava between Lord and his devotee. The Lord says, I put my devotee into difficulty. Does the devotee become more purified in exchange? Is exchanging transcendental bhavas with me? Okay? Is okay? This is also bhava when he is putting somebody. And the verse quoted is from Bhagavatam, when I am very good, merciful on somebody, I take away everything from him. So these are all different dealing of the Supreme Lord with his pure devotees. Next verse. Yam manyase matulyam. Now, Bhishamdev is saying, you are considering him as your cousin. Matulyam. Priyam, your dear. Mitram, dear friend. Sohirdam. अक्रोह सचिवम दूतम सुहृदात अथ सारथिम. यू किल दैट पर्सनालिटी हुम आउट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस ओनली यू थॉट टू बी यूर मेटरनल कजन, यूर वेरी डियर फ्रेंड, वेल विशर, काउंसलर, मैसेंजर, बेनिफेक्टर एक्सेट्रा. Is that very personality of God and Sri Krishna? So he is, now he is about to depart, so he is actually giving all the secret things about Krishna, known not to the Pandavas only, to all the rishis they were there. So they all were listening this when Bhishma is speaking. The next verse. Now Bhishma is saying next verse.
Sarvatmanah samadrisho हाय अद्वैत्यान अहंकृतः तर्कतम मति वैष्मयम् निर्वदस्य न क्वचित.
सर्वात्मना, ही इज इन एवरीबडीज हार्ट एज ए परमात्मा. सम दृश्यो इज इक्वल टू एवरीबडी एंड ही इज एब्सोल्यूट अद्वैत्य अद्वैत्य अद्वैत ही हैज नो कॉम्पिटिटर देयरफॉर ही हैज नो अहंकार. Is from free from material identity of false ego. Tat kirtam, everything done by him. Vaishmayam, differentiation. Nirvadya, free from all attachment. Being absolute person of God, he is present in everyone's heart. He is equally kind to everyone and he is free from the false ego of differentiation. Therefore, whatever he does is free from material inability. He is equivalence. Now Prabhupada is explaining one fine point. He is not only the chariot driver of Arjuna, he is chariot driver of every living entity. Can you go in the purpose? He is Paramatma, or the super soul, present in everyone as supreme guidance, and therefore he is already the chariot driver and counsel of all living beings. Okay? He is everybody's chariot driver. But somebody recognize him, somebody don't recognize him. Next. Tathapi, even then.
तथापि एकांत भक्तेषु पश्य भूपानुकंपितं येन मे असंस्थ्यत साक्षात् कृष्णो दर्शनम् आगतः.
नाउ ही इज आफ्टर ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्ण आफ्टर फर्स्ट ही पेसिफाइड युधिष्ठिर महाराज देन ही ग्लोरिफाइड कृष्ण नाउ ही इज प्रेजेंटिंग हिज ओन रिक्वेस्ट. सो फर्स्ट ही डिड दी He fulfilled the desire of Krishna to pacify Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then he glorified Krishna by a nice prayer that what he is. Now he is requesting what he wants. What he wants? Yet despite his being equally kind to everyone, he has graciously come before me while I am ending my life. For I am his unflinching servitor. Sometimes Samachar writes this, Ekanta Bhakteshu, Pandavas are his so great devotee, and since I am related to the Pandavas as their grandfather, therefore because of their devotion he has come in front of me. That's what the Ekanta Bhakteshu, Pandavas are your Ekanta Bhakta. And because I am related to the Pandavas, therefore you are giving. Because oftentimes Bhisham will address Krishna as Vijayasakha, as Partha Sarthi, in relation to Arjuna. So he is equal to everybody, and he is everybody's. But still he is so kind, because I am related to these Pandavas, and I am also his das, I am his servitude bhakta. So he has mercifully, anukampitam. He is addressing to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Maharaj, he is saying to the Maharaj. Can you see the word Maharaj? Bhupa.
Bhup means of him, Bhupati. He, anukampitam, very mercifully he has appeared here.
So, Prabhupada is speaking in the purport, one like Almighty, a living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in condition of absolute dependence. The opposite tendency is cause of fall down. The root cause of the troubles is there in false egotism. Okay? But Bhisham has no such bodily relations. Therefore, the cause of attraction was due to intimate relation with the soul. Bhisham is conscious of his sweetness. Of this sweetness, which sweetness? Krishna will be pleased when he is addressed by relation with his devotees, like Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Radha Rani. Similarly, Bhisham is conscious of this sweetness of transcendental humor, and therefore he likes to address the Lord as Vijay Sakhe, Path Sakhe, etc., exactly like Nandanana Yashoda Nandana. The best way to establish our relationship in transcendental sweetness is to approach him through his recognized devotees. One should not try to establish the relation directly. There must be a via medium which is transparent and competent to lead us to the right path. So in other words, Bhisham Dev, through Arjuna, as a part of Sarthi, approaching Krishna. Okay? Now what happened? Now, Bhisham Dev is speaking, and Krishna is very alert now. He has to tell to the Yudhishthira Maharaj, Maharaj, Pitama is about to leave, ask him something, what you want to ask. And Yudhishthira was a little reluctant that he's on the bed of arrows, how will he really respond? So these two verses more, let us see the next verse.
Bhaktyavesha mano yasmin vachayan nama kirtayan tyajam kalevaram yogi mujjeta kama karmadi.
Now Bhisham Pitama is saying, yogis, they with the bhakti, they chant his name with the bhaktya mano yasmin, in the mind they think of them, they glorify with their words by nam kirtan. When they leave body, they think of Paramatma inside. But said Paramatma, which is goal of the yogis, is now physically present before me. That which is not available to the yogis by so many efforts is personally present in front of me. That's what the verses. Where are we? This verse, okay? Read this personality of Godhead.
Who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation, and by chanting of the holy name, releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body.
Okay, there is general. Can you see this? The general Bhisham there is referring to particular type of yoga. Last line in the purport. Can you see the last line in the purport? General Bhisham Dev. That yoga is called Bhakti Yoga. And he was fortunate enough to have the Lord directly in his presence before he quitted his material body. He therefore desired that Lord stay before his view in the following verse. So this is the verse 24. Okay? Okay, then. Purport. Read this part of the purport.
A pure devotee is never very anxious to go back to the kingdom of God. he is equally satisfied even if the Lord desires him to go to hell. The only reason that a devotee enters that is that he may always be in rapt attention with thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, regardless. Vishwadeva wanted this much only, that his mind is absorbed in thinking of the Lord and that he passed away thus. That is the highest ambition of a devotee.
Okay, we have to read this verse 24. Sadeva devo bhagavan pratikshatam kalevaram yavadhidam inomyam prasannahatarnalochanolasam mukham bojadhyan patachaturbhujam. This is the... Now, Vishwadeva is saying, sir, that same one who is the goal of the yogi, that same one, Deva Dev, Bhagavan Pratikshatam, he will wait here. Pratiksha means wait here. How long? Kalevaram yadvat idam enomiyam, till I leave this body. So he was knowing that I am not this body, I am leaving this body. So I now, nobody really wants to leave this body. We have to learn from this Vishwadeva, we have to leave this body. If you don't leave this body, you will be pulled out of this body. You have to give up this body. I was hearing, said one person is going prepared from the home in a marriage procession out of his will. The other person is pulled out of the house by police. Both are taken out of the house. So Vishwadeva wants to go as in a marriage procession, not to be pulled out by Yamaraj police out of his body. So we have to, everybody when he is getting out of the home, like girls particularly when they are leaving their parent home in marriage, they are very happy. Is it right? Like this soul should leave this body, like the girl is going back to his husband. What do you think? That's what I give always example. In one place, there was some date happened 3 days back, and the devotees were invited to do kirtan. I reached there, and they were dancing. The devotees had sometime on their own, they started dancing, as people were looking, death happened in their house. Every morning they are dancing, and I was supposed to speak. So I said, so, do you know when the daughter marries, the mother cries, but she is very happy inside. Yes? Why she is happy? Because she is going to her own home now. Back to his husband to be happy in life. Why she is crying? Because now she is separated from her. So I said, these devotees know that when soul is leaving, he is going back to his husband. So they are dancing. In marriage you also dance. You are crying, you see, you dance in the marriage. So we have this concept of death. When some really leave body, we think it's going back to his Jagatpati. So we dance. So don't worry, this is... But you cry. Now, this is what actually, when 20 persons leave body, there is a procession, there is a bhandara, there is a big feast, because he's gone back to his home. So why to cry for that? That what the word he is saying, I am going to leave this body, is a good thing for us to think about, that one day we have to say we have to leave this body before we are we are forced to evacuate this body, get out. So this was, so he will wait. See, Bhisham Pitama is saying he will wait, pratikshatam. You need pratikshatam? He will kindly wait. So somebody, if you want somebody to wait for something, how, what will be his facial expression? You tell Braja Sakhi what? Braja Sakhi, Braja Priya Sakhi, when you come there and knock there, I come and I said I have to do something, how do you feel outside? Yeah? Is it right? So if Bhisham Pitam has said he will wait, then what do you think, how Krishna's face will be? But Bhisham is saying, when he will be waiting, what he will do? Prasanna. He will be completely blissful. Hasa, and he will be smiling. Aruna Lochan, and in his red eyes, which are like lotus. Ulasanna Mukha. And this beautiful smiling face, he will give me this darshan to drink his beauty. Mumukshu, huh? Mukhambuja, the lotus mouth, lotus mukh, the face, dhyan patas, I will focus my eye, chaturbhuja, and he will be in his chaturbhuja form for my sake. So what do you think when you wait? So, the Prabhupada is writing something. It is sent person certain that Bhisham Dev was approaching Vaikuntha Dham. Sent person. A Vaishnava is not puffed up, although Lord guarantees a pure devotee entrance into his abode. Okay? Now at this stage, Krishna has shook Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is about to leave. Before he focuses his gaze on me and absorption, you ask what you want to ask. There's no chance. Be quick. So now, Yudhishthira Maharaj, though he was reluctant, he started asking questions. Is there anything here? Lesson's objective? Lesson is over? You have done this work, but next lesson. What is time now? 9:30. We can start if there's left something left, then what we'll do? Okay, next. Ready? This is now before this. Yeah. Now look, before this. Okay, open this. Make it bigger. So Bhisham Dev's instruction on Varnashram Dharm is this topic.
Sutavacha Yudhishthira tad akarnya shyanam sarpanjare prachadvidhan dharman rishinam chanushavatam.
Yudhishthira Tada Akaranya, he came near to the ear of Maharaj, and then he was lying, Bhishmadeva was lying on Shayanam Thar Panjare, on the bed of arrows. Prachad, he asked Vividhan Dharma, different Dharma. At that time, Rishinam, all the great rishis, Cha Anushranavatam, very carefully and attentively they were listening. Maharaj Yudhishthira, after hearing Bhishmadeva speak in that appealing tone, asked him in presence of all the great rishis about the essential principle of various religious duties. At Maharaj Yudhishthira's inquiry, Bhishmadeva first defined all the classification of caste and orders of the life in terms of the individual's qualification, then the systematically in twofold division described counteraction by detachment and interaction by attraction, attachment. Can you understand this as such? So, go to the verse, then you will understand. Huh? So, 25th verse has something. Can you see one statement, Prabhupada? Devotee, large devotee like Bhishmadeva, although apparently living as a worldly man, is far superior to many great sages, even Vyasadeva. Text 25, line 6.
Yes.
Then down. But Lord Sri Krishna wanted to prove that his pure devotees are always sound in body and mind by dint of spiritual enlightenment. And thus in any circumstances, a devotee of Lord is in perfect order to speak of the right way of life. Even if he is on the bed of arrows, he is enlightened and intelligent. There was no pain. When he saw Krishna, he was completely anxiety free. So that's the Prabhupada was sick and devotee said, you take rest, Prabhupada, the program, somebody can go. It was Prabhupada's answer. I want to die like a warrior in the battlefield. I want to die like a warrior in the battlefield. Take me to preaching. If I die there, that is perfection. Why should I live here? So, sickness, bodily sickness is not a bar for the devotee. You can see Maharaj, Jagdag Maharaj is so much bodily, you know, difficulties, he's traveling and preaching. So this signifies that they are beyond bodily platform. Otherwise, person with so much difficulty in body cannot really actively do such things. These things are proof that ultimately we have to come above bodily concept. And these are the proofs that in such condition somebody can give permission like Bhishmadeva. On a bed of arrows somebody can give permission. And then listeners are not the children, the listeners are Vyas and Narada and Sukhdev. See, all the authorities were listening and Krishna is directly, Supreme Lord is there and Dharamraj Yudhishthira is also the one who is Dharamraj. And how can he be under the influence of any bewilderment? Otherwise how can he do justice with all living entities? So this is something very, very important to understand. And then Prabhupada's one line and comment, can you see? The perfect oratory speaker, Yudhishthira also preferred to solve his problematic question by asking Bhishmadeva rather than ask anyone else present there who was seemingly more learned than Bhishmadeva. This is all due to the arrangement of great wheel carrier, Sri Krishna, Chakri.
who established the glories of his devotee. The father likes to his son, see his son become more famous than himself. Verse 26.
Purusha svabhava vihitan yatha varnam tatha ashramam vairagya raga
raga upadhi bhyam
amnatobhya lakshanam.
Maharaj Yudhishthira's inquiry, but he did, Bhishma Dev first defined on his asking all the classification of caste, varna and ashram. Go to the original word, varna and ashram dharam. Okay? The second, vairagya, renunciation, and raga, attachment. Upadhi vyam. Upadhi means, go to designation. Okay? Amnata vyam, amanta, systematically, both, and their symptom. And Prabhupada writes, in Mahabharata, there is a Shanti Parv from chapter 68. This is this parvachan of this, Bhisham Dev's speech is there in Shanti Parv of Mahabharata. Like Bhagavad Gita is in which parv of Mahabharata?
19.
Bhisham Parv, chapter 19 to 43. Is it 18 chapter? 19 to 43 something? No, 25 to 43. 25 to 43 or something. Bhisham Parv. And this Bhisham Dev's speech to the Yudhishthira Maharaj in Kurukshetra is in Shanti Parv, chapter 68, beginning from chapter 68. Is it okay? And there are general instructions for all living entities. General, there are 9 general rules. 9 qualifications for human beings to be called human beings. Nobody is a human being according to these 9. Just read these 9, okay? For intelligent man means Brahman. Controlling senses is most essential. It is the basis of morality. And the second important thing for him is seriously make a study of Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, this is for Brahman. The person cannot be a teacher if he drinks or smokes. But modern days, without evaluation of a moral life, they are selected only by the degree. Therefore, the result is Kshatriya. Most important qualification of Kshatriya is give charity, not accept charity in any circumstances. The administrator should never pretend to become non-violent. This is another qualification of Kshatriya. The cowards could not be elevated to the presidential throne by dint of votes. In fighting, the king or the president should never return home without being hurt by the enemy. Now one line. As soon as administrative classes turn into the gang of mercantile and labor men, the whole machinery of government becomes polluted. Vaishya, cow protection. Kshatriya, protection of the citizen, and Vaishya, cow protection of the animals. The killing of the animal is symptom of barbarian society. Okay? As soon as, there's one thing about Shudra, no bank balance. Can you see down? Shudra class. No bank balance. Why? If they have money, what they will do? Wealth, misuse, sinful activity, wine, woman and gambling. Wine, woman and gambling indicate that the population is degraded and less than Shudra quality. What do you think all these people with the tie coat and full suit and doing all this, which class they belong to? The other thing is important, other side of Shudra. The Shudra must first of all be satisfied by sumptuous food and clothing before any sacrifice is performed. In this age, so many functions are held by spending millions, but the poor labor is not sumptuously fed or given charity, clothing, etc. The laborers are thus dissatisfied and so they make agitation. The poor people, Prabhupada saw simply in one Govardhan Puja in Mayapur when they were eating from the same leaf plate, the dogs and children were fighting. He said, 10 kilometers of the temple, they should be prasad. So that's what these people are, Shudras, you must give them prasad. Must give them clothing. This is the whole mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted prasad distribution in Jagannath Puri to everybody during the Rath Yatra festival. And this is a standing order of Prabhupada after Kumbh Mela, 76. On the way to Bhubaneswar in Kolkata, he wrote a letter to all the temple president. There should be a prasad for more than 25% alva, puri, sabzi, pakora, all full prasad. Any gentleman visit temple, show him, say, preach him, bring him, let him sit down, take prasad. As soon as prasad becomes less, cook the next batch of prasad. Whoever comes in the temple must get prasad. Then Prabhupada writes, don't think that you are feeding. Kitchen is monitored by Radharani and she has innumerable Lakshmis and she has, there's no scarcity. Simply do it. So this Prabhupada's mood was prasad distribution to everybody. This is best because people, the whole world is Shudra. They must be given prasad, and prasad has actually, many devotees have become because of prasad, not by preaching. Any old devotee you ask, they become simply by sweet rice and some gulab jamun and some chapatis or something, which they never had. Their parents never gave them hot food. It was always the refrigerator, cold food. Prabhupada was first time the person who was giving them hot chapati. They thought, this is the person we should give life to the person, because he is giving us life. Parents are too cold like the refrigerator. No? So this is the mood. Okay, next verse. So it's not easy to understand as it is written here. Next verse. 27.
दान धर्मान राज धर्मान मोक्ष धर्मान विभागशः स्त्री धर्मान भगवत धर्मान समास व्यास योगतः समास एंड व्यास सम इज इन बिग डिटेल एंड सम वेरी शॉर्टली समास मीन्स इन शॉर्ट एंड व्यास मीन्स एक्सप्लेन इन डिटेल स्त्री धर्मान हाउ व्यास देव How Bhisham knows this Sri Dharma? He's never married. He spoke something nice, Sri Dharma. Bhisham then spoke something. He said, Sri Dharma is most important. There's also a lot of. Then again, Prabhupada, the two lines you read. 50% charity for the grihasthas. Can you see this? Brahmachari has to do sacrifice. Vanprastha has to do tapasya, penance and austerities. So then Prabhupada is giving one good example. As the rivers drive water from the
from the sea through the clouds and again go down to the sea. Similarly, our energy is borrowed from the Supreme Source, Lord's energy, and it must return to the Lord. That is the perfection of our energy. Yat karoti yad asnasi yad dhavadasi yat. That is the way of utilizing our borrowed energy. When our energy is utilized in that way, the energy is purified. Okay? Raj dharam. There is something about the kingly. Go to the Raj dharam, middle of the purport in the other page. Pious kings were not merciful to the dacoits and thieves in the name of nonsensical ahimsa. Is okay? King has right to take 1/4 of the production made by the subject. Then can you go now? The citizens were rich in agriculture, animal husbandry, and therefore they had enough grains, fruits and milk without any artificial needs of soaps, toilets, enemas and bars. The king knew well that the Supreme Personality were never disregarded. No. Personality of Godhead never tolerates any insults to his unalloyed devotees. Such tapasvis were trusted leaders even of the rogues and thieves. So they were always giving respect to the devotees. Kings were especially giving protection to illiterate, helpless and widows of the state. Istri dharma, go down to the Istri dharma, next para. Very nice Prabhupada has written something about women. They are accepted as a power of inspiration for men, as such moments are more powerful than men. Mighty Julius Caesar was controlled by Kalupatra. Such powerful women are controlled by shyness. Prabhupada is very, very intelligent. First he has put the woman high up in the sky. And then he is giving a high dose. Then such powerful women are controlled by shyness. Therefore, shyness is important for women. Once this control valve is loosened, woman can create havoc in the society. And the adult remains Varna Shankar. The last item tried by Bhishamdev was process of pleasing Lord. The simple process of pleasing the Lord for the householder especially is to install the deity of the Lord at home. Worship the deity at home, serving the devotees, hearing Bhagavatam, residing holy place, chanting holy name. They are inexpensive items. That's the subject matter. Okay? Is it right? So what about this woman Prabhupada's writing is interesting? The way he has written. Very interesting. 28. Dharmartha kama moksha cha saho upayan yatha mune nana khyana itaha sesho varnyam astatvavita. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha, these four subject matters, saha upayan and how to achieve those, yatha mune nana akshan, from many different histories, itahasas and puranas, by many stories, varanyam, he explained, astatvavit, with the truth. So then he described the occupational duties of the different orders and stages of life, citing instance from history, for he was himself well acquainted with the truth. Although not in chronological order, This epitaph may not be in chronological order only. Next.
Dharmam pravarta stasya sakalaha pratyopasthita yo yogina chanda mrityor vanchita totra utrayana.
Dharma pravarta stasya sakala pratyopasthita. That time has arrived for which yogis desire to leave body on their will if they have that yoga sadhana. So that time, what is that time? Chanda mrityur means when they desire to, one who dies according to one's own selection of time. Vanchita, when they desire. Utrayanaha, this word Utrayan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the another meaning of Utrayan is the one who entered into the womb of Uttara. Sri Krishna, when he is before me, that is Uttarayan. Uttarayan has come, otherwise the one who entered into the womb of Uttara, he has come and it is Uttarayan. So time has come now. Okay? While Bhishma was describing occupational duties, the sun's course ran into the north Nahamyas. This period is desired by the mystic who die at their will. So last line, he thus prepared himself to quit his body before the exalted Lord Krishna. The pious Pandavas and great sages aided by Bhagavan, Vyasa, etc., all great souls. What is the message? What is the message in this line? It is better to leave body in presence of devotees chanting holy name. Now two more verses and then Vishwamdev will start his prayer from verse 32. So let us do these two verses.
Tato pasanghetyah graha sahasnaihi vimokta sangam manadi purushe krishna lakta pita pate chatur bhuje puraha istite amilita drigna vinaryata.
Very interesting. Tada upasanghritya gram sahasrunaira. Then when the right time came, then he stopped speaking. The one sahasrunai. Sahasrunai, can you see the word sahasrunai? What is this? When we are talking about Vishwampa, still there is a weakness. Sahasrunai, can you see Sahasrunai? It has two meanings. The one meaning is one who can control, say, 10,000? Thousands of Atirathis. The one who can be the head of so many Atirathis. And the other meaning is one who can speak on thousands of topics. So one who was able to speak on thousands of topics in the life is. He has headed the thousands of Maharathis in the vast. That person, Vimukta Sangam Manadi Purushe. Vimukta Sangam, he has just cut all relation. 400 years was the age of Bhishma Pitamaha at this time. 400 years was the age of Bhishma Pitamaha at this time. And he has all the experience of 400 years. And he has seen so many up and downs. Huh?
Only for.
So that person, as soon as time is, he just, you know, like you press the button and then everything is gone. All that memory, delete. Everything, delete at once. That button he has taken. All 400 deleted, material things deleted. Then what did he do? Then mana, his mind, Adi Purushe, Krishna. Adi Purushe Krishna, he has fixed his mind on Adi Purushe Krishna. Lasata Pita Pate, the one who was having yellow glittering garment. Chatur Bhuje, that's his form 400. Purha istite, just before standing, he was just standing before him. He has not to think, because he was standing in front of him, so he has not to close eyes and think inside the heart. So, amilita drik means with wide open eyes. On this one word, when I speak in preaching, so when you go to the temple, you see the Lord with wide open eyes. Most of the time people stand in front of Jesus with closed eyes. What they see? They don't see anything. Only when they open eyes, they see the next person like this. Coming in the temple, they should see the Lord, they will close eyes there. They only open eyes to see the people, how they are dressed. So this we have to learn when we go to temple, with wide open eyes, have focus on the Supreme Lord. So with wide open eyes, Bhishma focused his mind on Krishna Adi Purushe Nasat Kundale Chaturbhuje Vedahariyata, fixed. I was not there. If I would have been there, I would not have been here. Once Prabhupada went to Punjab after Amritsar, he was invited by some Kshatri at his house for prasad, and then that Kshatri says, I was present in the battle of Kurukshetra. Prabhupada told the devotees, then why he is here? All those who died in Kurukshetra already got liberated. Hare Krishna. So the whole purport is the verse 5 till verse 15 of 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. How to concentrate on the person, how they concentrate, okay? Therefore he fixed his open eyes upon him. He wanted to see Krishna for a long time out of his spontaneous love for him, because he was a pure devotee. He had very little to do with detailed performance of yogic principle. Simply bhakti yoga. This is the last part, okay? 31. Vishuddhyadharanya hatashubhasa tada ikshaivashukata yuddhacha niveta smarvendriya vrati vibramas Tushtva janyam sidharajam janardam. Now as soon as he fixed on Krishna, on his pain and all his anxiety, he just disappeared immediately. This is what he, by pure meditation looking at Lord Sri Krishna, he at once was free from all material auspiciousness and was relieved from all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. So, if you focus on Krishna, all your problems are solved. Simple. Thus, all the external activities of his senses are at once stopped. And he prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. Okay? Now, this is Bhishamdev's prasana. What shall we do? Stop it here? Time is over. Ten. Okay. What do you think? One more class? No. When is the first exam?